Welcome back to DNB College. Today we're working on a really specific advanced skill in Ableton Live 12, how to stretch old school DNB swing with crisp transients and dusty mids, without killing the soul of the break. The goal is not to make the drum loop clean in a generic way, it's to keep that human, rolled, off-grid pressure that makes old break culture feel alive, while giving the kick and snare enough definition to hit hard in a modern club mix. So think of this as restoration, not replacement. We want the sample to feel like it came from a forgotten record, but still land with authority beside a heavy sub. Start with a source that already has the right energy. A dusty break, a chopped funk loop, an amen variation, or jungle-style drum phrase can all work beautifully. Drag it into Ableton and listen before you touch anything. You're checking for personality. Does the snare have attitude? Are there ghost notes? Is there a bit of room bleed, hat spill, or uneven texture that gives the loop movement? What to listen for here? Does the loop already lean in the right direction rhythmically, or does it feel flat and sterile? If the source has swing baked into it, you're saving yourself a lot of work. If it's too clean, you can still shape it, but it may need extra character later. Now slice it to MIDI using transient-based slicing, not a fixed grid. That's a big move. Fixed grid slicing can flatten the groove before you even begin. Transient slicing lets the original hit behavior stay intact, so you can rebuild the phrase while preserving the contour of the break. Put the slices in a drum rack and play them from MIDI, but do not quantize everything into a rigid pattern. This is where old-school DNB lives and dies. The magic is in selective inaccuracy. Keep the main snare stable, but let some hats sit a touch late. Let ghost notes breathe. Maybe duplicate a slice to create a little flam or drag. You want the groove to feel human, not programmed into a straight line. A good rule is to anchor the important hits and loosen the supporting detail. Kick, main snare, and any key crash can stay stable. Ghosts, shuffles, and hat fragments can move a few milliseconds late. Even 5 to 20 milliseconds can be enough. That's usually plenty. If you overdo it, the groove stops swinging and starts wobbling. What to listen for now? The loop should lean, not stagger. If it feels like it's falling over the beat instead of riding the beat, you've gone too far. For swing control, be careful with blanket quantization. In Ableton, you can use the groove pool if you've got a good swing template, but manual timing is often the sharper choice here. Move selected offbeats by hand. Leave the anchor hits alone. Preserve the uneven little human pushes and pulls that make the break feel alive. That's why this works in DNB. The genre loves pressure. It loves a groove that feels like it's dragging in the right places while still snapping forward where it matters. Now let's shape the sound, because this is where the modern impact comes in. Build a chain like Utility, EQ8, and Drum Bus. Use Utility first if you want to check mono early or control width. Old breaks often have stereo room and bleed, and that can get messy fast once the bass enters. Then use EQ8 to clear space. High pass any unnecessary low rumble, usually somewhere around 30 to 50 Hz. If the low mids are cloudy, try a small dip around 200 to 400 Hz. If there's a cardboard or boxy ring, look around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Keep it surgical. Don't gut the body of the break. You want to remove congestion, not erase the sample's history. After that, use drum bus carefully. A little drive can help. Transient can sharpen the front of the kick and snare slices. Boom should usually stay restrained unless you deliberately want the break itself to carry extra weight. The aim here is not loudness for its own sake. The aim is transient clarity so the drum hit lands before the bass cloud arrives. Now make an important decision. Do you want this break to stay dusty and authentic, or do you want it more front-loaded and modern? If you lean toward dusty, keep more mid-range body, more room, more bleed, and a lighter transient touch. That's perfect for jungle, raw rollers, and darker throwback sections. If you go cleaner and punchier, trim more low mid-smear, sharpen the attack, and let the kick and snare read more directly. That works really well in heavy club rollers where the bass line is dense and you need the drums to cut through. Here's the practical rule: if the track is already crowded with bass movement, go for the cleaner attack version. If the arrangement needs more identity and atmosphere, keep it dustier. Both are valid. It just depends on what the track needs. Once the pocket feels right, print it to audio. Resample the processed loop or freeze and flatten it. This is a huge workflow move in Ableton. Once it's audio, you can treat it like record material instead of a MIDI script. You can zoom in, nudge a hit, tighten a snare, or pull back a ghost note that's stepping on the bass. This is the moment where advanced DNB production gets real. Audio editing lets you sculpt the groove with far more confidence than endlessly tweaking slices. If a snare is too early, move it back. If a kick feels weak because it landed too far behind the pocket, nudge it forward a touch. If a ghost note is masking the bass attack, reduce or move it. Small moves, big results. Then bring back dust after the core timing is locked. Use a second chain like saturator, EQ8, and maybe delight compressor. Saturator adds harmonics so the break survives translation. A modest drive setting is usually enough. Soft clip can help if the transients are spiky. If the saturation starts biting too hard around 2 to 5 kHz, back it off a little with EQ. Compression should be gentle. You're catching peaks, not flattening movement. And this matters in DNB, because the dusty mids are often the identity of the loop. That middle zone, where sample grime lives, is what makes the break feel sampled and lived in. If you overpolish it, you might end up with a clean drum machine instead of a break, and that breaks the spell. So always check the loop with the rest of the track. Don't judge it in solo for too long. Mute the bass first and ask yourself, does the loop still sound like a break, or has it become a sterile drum pattern? Then bring the bass back in. Does the snare still read? Does the kick still speak clearly against the sub? If the bass line has a strong res or moving mid layer, you may need a small carve around 150 to 300 Hz, but don't hollow it out unless you absolutely have to. You want the loop and bass to coexist, not fight. Also check mono. Use utility and collapse the loop. If the groove falls apart in mono, the width was doing too much heavy lifting. In a club system, that can become a real problem. If mono makes the break feel weak, simplify the stereo effects or keep the important hits more centered. What to listen for here? Does the loop still punch when the width disappears? If yes, you've got a solid drum foundation. Once the loop is strong, start thinking arrangement, not just loop design. Old-school swing works best when it becomes a structural clue in the track. In the intro, let the dusty mid speak first and keep the low end reduced. In the drop, bring in the full loop with crisp transients. Then in the second drop, either make it harder, more broken, or a little more unstable. Then evolution gives the listener a sense of journey. A really effective move is to automate a gentle filter opening on the loop as you approach the drop. Keep it musical. Let the dust emerge naturally. You're creating tension and release, not doing a gimmick sweep. And once you've got the main version, make one variation that changes the feel without rewriting the whole groove. Maybe mute one ghost note before the snare. Maybe add a tiny fill on bar 4 or bar 8. Maybe let a kick tail ring just a little longer before a section change. Maybe reverse a tiny cymbal fragment for a transition. These small changes are enough to make the loop feel like a finished track element instead of a loop that just repeats forever. Here's a useful mindset. Treat the break like a performance. If the source has personality, your job is to preserve the gestures that make it recognizable. The slightly late snare, the hat that leans forward, the ghost note that barely lifts the groove, that's the culture. If you fix all of that, the loop stops sounding like a classic break and starts sounding manufactured. And remember this, do not keep tweaking past the point where the loop is getting cleaner but less characterful. The right stopping point is when further edits only improve the sound in solo, not in the actual track. That's your cue to freeze it, print it, and move on. If you want a darker, heavier result, there are a few strong advanced moves. Split the break into two layers if needed. One layer for attack, one for dusty body. Let one carry the transient edge and keep the other slightly darker and more filtered. That way you get modern punch without losing sampled identity. You can also build a pressure version by moving a few selected accents slightly earlier. Just a little. That creates urgency without flattening the groove. Or make a broken machine variation by resampling the loop, chopping it again, and resequencing one or two hits differently. That can sound amazing for intros, breakdowns, and darker sections. Finally, test it all against the arrangement. A beautiful break in solo is not finished until it works with the sub, the snare, and the bass line. That's the real DNB test. So here's the recap. Start with a break that already swings. Slice it with transient awareness, not rigid grid thinking. Edit the timing selectively so the groove stays human. Use EQ and drum bus to sharpen the attack without erasing the dust. Print it to audio once the pocket feels right. Bring back harmonic crit with saturation. Check the loop in mono, and always test it against bass and drums together. Then shape it across the arrangement so it feels like a living part of the track, not just a repeated sample. Now do the exercise. Build a two-bar old-school swing loop using one sampled break, only stock Ableton devices, and no more than two processing chains. Make one version in stereo, check one in mono, and print a variation for bar 2 or bar 4. If you want the extra challenge, make two versions, one dustier and more human, one tighter and more front-loaded. Then place both inside the same 16-bar sketch. That's the craft. Keep the sole. Sharpen the hit. And let the brake breathe.